Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, oh, hey, oh, feel on, feel on.
Hallelujah. Just want to praise you forever and ever for all you've done for me. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. It is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. Good afternoon, listening audience. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel, and so you know that it is the 1 p.m. hour, and certainly we are glad to be here today in the land of the living, for we have fainted unless we believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, you, and to you. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Our phone number in studio, you can call in at the appointed time, 619-924-0800. Certainly, we are looking forward to hearing from you on today. Certainly, we have a special treat, a blessing that is lined up on today, and you do not want to miss out on this. But again, we thank you for sharing. As you know, Global Gospel is here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the glad tidings, the good news of Jesus Christ. And certainly, in addition to being on Block Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and Google Play. You can connect with us on any of those platforms. We'll be looking to hear from you. If you need to connect with us, if you have a testimony, if you have a story you need to tell, if you are a community activist, a community leader, a musician, an author, a poet, a writer, so if you're anybody in God's kingdom, certainly you can join us and share your information with us. You can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. Those of you that want to write in, you can also write Global Gospel at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Certainly, we encourage you to connect with us on social media. Global Gospel is on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. We are on Instagram. And certainly, if you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there's a direct link to each and every episode. All you have to do is just click on the link. And certainly, all our shows are archived, so you can listen any time of day or night. We do shout out our sponsors on today, MPT Enterprise, Grandma Etta's Quilting, Third Lounge, Melanated Beards, and the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. We thank you for your love and your support. Today, we want to shout out the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Hartley family, the Furman family, the Jones family, the Odom family, the Adams family, the Allen family, the Bradley family, the Wilson family, the Wiggins family, the Thompson family, the Ugar family, the Fells family, the Brinson family, the Robinson family, the Carter family, the Natalie family, the Williams family, the Cox family, the Jones family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Bridell family, certainly, and the Locke family. We thank God for you, and for you. Certainly, we shout out our listening audience on today, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Michigan, California, Canada, Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, Suriname, Brazil, Uruguay, South Africa, the Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Italy, Spain, Portugal, France, Switzerland, Germany, Hungary, the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, Sweden, Australia, the Philippines, Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan. And certainly, if we didn't call your name, we didn't call your family, we didn't call your country, your state, or your city, certainly feel welcome to leave us a comment on our social media page, and certainly we will be sure to add you to the shout out list. And for those of you that have tuned in to for the first time to Global Gospel, we want you to know that our theme scripture can be found in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And certainly today we came with the message of love. We came to tell you that the gospel is here today to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, and to set you free. We want you to know the gospel is comprehensive. It meets every need in your life. If you have an emotional need, an spiritual need, if you have a financial need, certainly if you have a housing need or transportation, certainly God is able to touch every area of your life. You may be down and out. You may be oppressed. You may be depressed. You may be suicidal. But certainly the gospel is here. The gospel came that you might have life and have it more abundantly, so you don't have to end your life. Certainly there is hope. And so Christ came into the world that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And certainly we are living to live again. And certainly we want all the benefits that Christ has. He came in this world. He lived for us. He shed his blood for us. And certainly he died for our sins. And certainly he is here for you on today. All you have to do is acknowledge who he is in your life. And certainly at this time, we are going to go to a break, and after the break, we will be back with our very special guest. Stay tuned and be blessed.
How do we want?
and we pray that you are enjoying that selection. And our special guest is here today. Say hello to our special guest.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
America, the body of Christ, good afternoon. The Lord bless you.
God bless you too. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing okay. God is good.
All the time, certainly. We are delighted to have you share it with Global Gospel on today. And perhaps the listeners, they didn't catch the music, they didn't catch the voice. Tell our listening audience who you are.
Thank you so much, Reverend. I'm so honored to be here today. Thank you for the opportunity to, you know, be on this radio with you.
Thank you. My name
is Ethel Odumide. I am Nigerian by birth, from the South Cross River State, North Central Cross River State of Nigeria. And we speak Loka in my dialect. That's my native dialect. I'm a child of God. I'm born again. I love Jesus. I'm a missionary, evangelist, saint, to bring the fires of revival to the body of Christ and to my community. I'm a sold out, desperate woman who is looking to see the notable release, the power of God released with evidence to the body.
Hello, I think we had a little connection.
Hello?
Yeah, I think we lost you for a connection for a few seconds.
Oh, okay. Am I back now?
Yes, you're back. Yes, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, that's who I am briefly. A woman who is seeking to see the glory of God and the power of God released to the body of Christ and in my community. I love Jesus.
Awesome, awesome. And certainly we are delighted that you are able to take time out of your busy schedule to share with us on today and to make this connection globally. Now, the selection that we started out with, I just want you to introduce that to our audience before we go any further. The selection that we used as you were coming on, Jesus Must Be Known.
Known. Hallelujah. Jesus must be known. His glory must be seen. You know, the Christians of Acts of the Apostles, the people around them, their community recognized that these ones have been with the Lord because they were like Christ. So the song, Jesus Must Be Known, is from that experience of me being born again and having fruit, evidence that this Jesus is not just some story, you know, it's not a myth, but that he is real and he can actually be in my life, in your life. Jesus can actually do the same works as he spoke in his word. He said, the same works I do, you can do, and you will even do more. So that song is tied around that story and that experience.
Okay, we are going to break. Stay tuned.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're back. And we were talking about having a personal experience with meeting Jesus is how this song came about. Jesus
yes.
must be
yes.
known.
He must be known.
Certainly.
He must be known.
Awesome, awesome. And so tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, did you grow up in a Christian home, or how did, and then you finally were called to ministry, or was some of Christianity was introduced to you at a later point in life?
Well, like you know, where we are coming from in Africa, people embrace different ways of trying to find the higher power, God. So in my own local community, we also had different means and deities that people were dedicated to. So I'm coming from that ancestry where my grandmother was a priestess of one of the cults, the female cult in our land, you know. So, and I was dedicated to this priesthood as a child, 2 years old. I was dedicated to the priesthood. And along the line, my mother, when my mother met Jesus and she became born again, she had to separate us from that. As a matter of fact, if I didn't know the Lord, I may be sitting in a shrine in my local village, you know, superintending over some robots or tiny, tiny carved images, graven images, you know, if I didn't come to the knowledge of Christ. So I came from a foundation where we were serving other things, deities. And the deity my grandmother was dedicated to was called Ekuluso. So from Ekuluso, I was dedicated to it as a child. And I would have grown up to transit when my grandmother dies. Then I come into that office as the priestess of this deity, you know. But praise the Lord, Jesus intercepted. Jesus came, had mercy on my family, on my grandmother. When my mother met Jesus, she led her own mother to Christ. And that was how that shrine was passed on to another family when my grandmother denounced them and she gave her life to Jesus Christ. You know, so I was not always from a Christian home, but Jesus had mercy on my family, on my mother, my lineage, my brothers and sisters, and brought us to the light of the gospel of Christ. So that is my story for short.
That is an awesome testimony because not everyone has that diverse background where they have options sometimes. And certainly the decision was already made for you, but it's an awesome thing that you were able to make a decision and your family were able to make a decision to serve Christ. And so sometimes we meet opposition in life, and I'm certainly sure that could not have been easy because of our stand on our faith. And sure this has that's the case, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Yes. And so I'm sure upon you coming into the ministry, I'm sure that came a little later. Now, how has that propelled you into the ministry that you are currently in?
Thank you so much. When you meet Jesus, every single individual that God sent into the world, it has been sent with a mandate, with a purpose. And that is why the devil will always want to come and steal that. His purpose is to come, steal, kill, destroy. So my destiny was restored to me by God when God brought me into that, into the fullness of knowing him. Then I was introduced, you know, into a local church where I was groomed and I began to grow. I saw that one of the biggest testimonies in my life was the day I walked into a room and my friend who had died was brought back to life through prayer. The church prayed and she came back to life. So I thought to myself, if this is possible, then I need to get to the space where I can align myself with the Holy Spirit to the point where he can use me. So that became my driving force, that the evidence of Christ, you know, John 1, verse 14, the Message translation puts it in a very beautiful way. It says, and the word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. So my understanding is that Jesus is not physically here, that I am Jesus in my neighborhood. So the same works that he did, greater works I do. Because Jesus is watching over the covenant of signs and wonders, backing us up. So that is my propelling force. You know, I began to seek God in that direction. And then God said to me one day, make me a fireplace. Gave me the word of God, his word in Malachi chapter 3, from verse 1 to 3. Was talking about the refiner's fire. That when he comes, he will come as a refiner's fire. He's going to come. And he will sanctify the sons of Levi so we can offer sacrifices in righteousness. So that began to propel me and to push me into moving from community to community to make God a fireplace. That Jesus must be known. His glory must be seen. That song says, how will they know that I know him without seeing his glory, without seeing his power, the tangibility, the evidence. That he is still around, that he wasn't just some story or Bible story that they talk about from me. It's not. That Jesus is actually in our community and he's doing wonders. So the background of his Fireplace Missions Foundation, our local assignment that God gave us to run with, is to create atmospheres of worship, revival, healing, deliverances, reconciliation, that people will come to Christ, and that fires will be, people will be stirred up. If your fire is low, we can fan it back to flame by that presence that we create when we come before him in worship. So that is our background, and that's where we are coming from. That's what we are pursuing. That's what God has assigned us to do by his grace. Amen.
Awesome. Amen. Certainly, that is certainly awesome testimony and awesome assignment about the signs, wonders, and miracles of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And certainly, we're going to get to your music ministry. And so where has the message, we know that you travel, and certainly you are not just a stationary minister of the gospel or evangelist. You travel, and certainly you're traveling now. And so where has the ministry afforded you to go? The open doors that have been set before you.
Wow. Thank you so much. God has not left us without open doors of opportunity for ministry. Paul was speaking. He said there are before us great doors, great open doors. So that tells me that when God gives an assignment, he gives you the spaces, the opportunity, the local spaces, the nations that you have to go to let his name be known. Because you see, what we do is even not so much about skill. It is more about the grace of God that you carry. Every assignment has the grace that is released specifically for the fulfillment of that particular assignment. So God has given us the grace. We've been in nations in Africa. We've gone to several nations, apart from my local Nigerian, where I've gone to north, south, east, and west of Nigeria, bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to churches, to villages, you know, crusades, and all the other things that we do. Then God has allowed us to be in Ghana, in South Africa, you know, and he has allowed us to go to Europe. In London specifically, we've gone to Europe for the past 6 years. We've done a lot of work. And for the past 8 years, I've been in the United States from city to city, you know, every opportunity God has given us, stirring up these fires. And we hold concerts. If you visit our website or visit our Facebook page, you will see evidences of all these miraculous crusades and things that God has been doing. It's been amazing. We've gone across the world. Maybe now, and I'm just looking, I'm believing God and he will take me to the Arab nation. You know, I'm beginning to learn to learn some of the Indian languages, so I can sing in their languages, so I can sing in Arabic, I can sing in different, preach the word of God, even if I have to go through interpreters, you know. So, but God has extensively, I mean, he has been gracious to us. He has given us opportunity to go across the world, Africa, Europe, and America.
Awesome, awesome. That is an awesome, powerful testimony. Now, you talked about learning other languages and traveling. And so let's talk about music ministry. So God has given you a gift as well through music. And so let's talk a little bit about music ministry.
My music ministry, I actually started singing as a little girl. Maybe I may have been maybe 10 or 11 years. And we used to go to child evangelism back in my local community. And the child evangelism teacher would pick me up and put me on the table because I was quite little. And she would put me there and ask me to sing. Jesus loves these people, but the Bible tells me so. So this came very, very long. You know, the ministry came from all of this. Gradually, we grew into it, we joined choirs. And then in 1988, God separated me. I was in a village crusade with some youth. There was a revival in our community between 1981 to 1990, thereabout. And several youth, you know, came to know Jesus, and we began to go from village to village, holding crusades to bring other young people to Christ. Now, in 1986, I met a man, Reverend Ubiabam. He has gone to be with the Lord. So he was invited from the bigger city to preach to the young people. So before he preached, I was called to sing. When I finished singing, he said to me, "Oh, this is beautiful. I'm going to take you to Calabar." Calabar is the state capital for Cross River State. So imagine taking me from the plantations, the bush, you know, the little village, now takes me to Calabar and then puts me on the billboard with other renowned gospel musicians. You know, I'm sure a lot of people, if I mention the name Dr. Panam Percy Paul, it's a global, you know, musician. He put me on that billboard with them, you know, and then gave me the opportunity to sing in front of this, a bigger crowd that is bigger than the ones I used to sing in my local community. So it began from there, grew up in Calabar, and then from Calabar, I got married and lived in Akwa Ibom State, Uyo. Now, in Uyo, I met a man, also a phenomenal global evangelist, Reverend Dr. Umar Opai. He gave me also platforms, and I would travel with him to crusade. He used to hold a crusade called the 1 Million Man Crusade. So I would travel with him across, you know, and then hold all of these crusades with him. So I began to grow, began to learn the ropes, to see how this business is done. Because I mean, Jesus said to Peter, "I will make you fishers of men." You know, understanding that when the gift, there may be the gift, but the gift has got to go through the process. And after you've gone through this process, then the gift will be qualified to be showcased. So Dr. Umar Opai was the man God used to polish the different aspects of this gift. And I was able to, you know, stand before bigger congregations, thousands of people. I stood before crowds of 10,000, 20,000, you know, because that's how large our crusade can be. You know, so that is what how the music ministry started. And to this day, I've recorded 6 albums, you know, and I've done a bit of school in the U.S. trying to go through Berklee College of Music because I wanted to, like, grow the skill. I've also done the School of Worship in South Africa, still wanting to grow my skill because, you see, the Bible is there. The natural gifting is there. The polishing of the gift, because the scripture says, add to your faith, knowledge, virtue, the creative, the skillfulness. When God went looking for David, when King Saul was looking for David, looking for a skillful person that can play well or sing well, he had to look for David, who was already very skillful. So I understand that the gift of music, apart from the word of God, must come with a lot of professionalism and skill. So I had to put myself through the process of growing the skills, different areas, learning through people who have gone before me. You know, I've learned under several people in South Africa. Pastor Johan Breda was the head of the School of Worship that I attended at Rema, Pastor Ray McCauley in South Africa, you know. And also from there, I came to Berklee College of Music in Boston, here in the U.S., you know, to also sharpen my skill, you know. So that has been the story of my music. We are still pushing. We believe that until Jesus comes, there's still plenty of work to be done, and we are working on it, believing God wherever he wants us to go to. And whatever it will take to get to where he wants us to go, we do, so that we can achieve the ministry and we can fulfill his call upon our life.
Awesome, awesome. So there you have it, listening audience, accomplished musician, Reverend Ethel B. Adunadeh. And certainly she is world-traveled and certainly well-educated and knowledgeable in the scripture as well as in the music industry. And so we're going to come back and talk a little more about how you can be a participant in the ministry, and certainly how you can worship alongside her and where you can worship and all those other points of information that we need to share with you. We're going to go to a break right now and give you time to collect yourself and let you know that our call-in number, 619-924-0800. Certainly, you are welcome to call in with your questions, comments, or concerns at the point of time. But we're going to take a break. We're going to go to The Rock. We're going to let you hear just a little bit of it. Would you like to say anything about The Rock before we play it, or you want to say it, talk afterwards?
That song is a powerful song for me. It's a song of testimony. Jesus is the rock. Exodus 30, he said, there is a place by me where you can stand, and I will cause my goodness to come before you, pass before you. So that song is built around the testimony that Jesus is our rock, is our refuge. And he has us. He has my back. He has your back. So enjoy and keep running to Jesus.
Okay.
I am standing on the rock that never rolls. Oh yes, the rock that never fails. Let me hide in you. Let me hide in you. In you. The rock that never fails. Let me hide. Lord, let me hide. Let me hide in you. Your loving kindness takes away my sorrow. Your loving kindness keeps me standing.
Must Be Known is the theme for today, and you are listening to The Rock. Once again, our number in studio, 619-924-0800. And certainly, we encourage you to call in. Our minister, Hillary Eju, is on. Awesome. It's really great to be here again. And certainly, we thank God for Minister Hillary for making this connection as well, along with Pastor Okamai Ugar, and certainly Reverend Ethel, we thank you for sharing with us and for those connections as well. Can you tell our listening audience how they can purchase your music?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. That part is very, very important. Thank you so much. You can download Ethel Udumide on Spotify, Apple Music. It's on all platforms, on DistroKid, all platforms on Amazon and all other music platforms. You can download the songs. When you go there, you see several of the, we have over 25 songs, different albums. You can just download any of the songs of your choice, and God bless you.
Awesome, awesome. Certainly, we do want you to be a blessing to the ministry. Who are some people that are influential? And tell us a little bit about, you have your own, you are a recording artist, but you have your own studio as well.
Yes, I do. I do. We have the Voice Box Africa. It's located in Uyo, Nigeria. When we began to work, we found that many young people were attracted to what we were doing. And a lot of them also are very musically gifted. Some of them, you know, they do poetry, some dance. So we thought we should create a space where these young people can come and find expression. So we've created the Voice Box Africa Studio. Apart from what financial responsibilities people may have when they come to our space, we also give a lot of concession to young people who are gifted in music. We've used the platform to create local community choirs. We have a choir that is made up of very elderly, like women from their 70s, 80s, 90s. You know, in Cross River, our people live very, very long. So we have that. We have our choir going on there. Then we have youth choirs. We have my fellowships choir. That's the Fellowship of Gospel Music Ministers of Nigeria. It's a body of musicians in Nigeria, and also we have some chapters in the US, in Europe, you know, in Canada, you know. So VoiceBox Africa has recorded several artists, and I encourage my listeners, please, just go online or follow us on Facebook or on Twitter, on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Subscribe to my channel, FL Odumide, on Facebook, or FL Odumide on YouTube. Subscribe to VoiceBox Africa Studios. Follow us. That way you'll be able to know what's happening with our concerts. Our concerts actually are housed and done through VoiceBox Africa. VoiceBox is a recording label duly registered in Nigeria and operating, doing business as VoiceBox Africa International. So yeah, we do have a studio in Nigeria. And I hope that one day I'll have the privilege of hosting you, Reverend. I look forward to it.
Certainly, we do look forward to that as well. That's awesome work that you are doing, not only in Nigeria, but certainly around the world. And so tell our listening audience, I do want you to talk about how important it is for you to record. You also record in your native language as well. I'm leading up to EIA. And so tell us, how important is that to you?
You know, there's something about every individual. There is, when God makes you to be, or brings you, or causes you to come out of a particular kindred or tribe, He has a purpose for you particularly. So God allowed me to come from the Yakko nation and gave me the language or the dialect that He has given the people. Now, I didn't grow up in the native community, so my speaking was not very fluent. But in 2000, the year 2000, I had an experience, an encounter with the Lord, where He told me He was sending me back to our people. I'm sending you back to your people. Now, in 2000, I released an album that was all English worship, you know, in English. And my uncle called me and said to me, "You know this thing you are saying, I really enjoy the music, but I don't know what you are talking about." So I said to him, "I will interpret for you." But when I began to have the burden to go back to my people, I said to God, "I don't have the tools. I don't know how to go back to them. I don't speak the language so well. So it's going to be a struggle." And the Holy Spirit said to me, "I will give you songs in your language." So that was how I would wake up, like the sound, the Eya song. Eya song is a song of celebration. It says, your day will break and your day will break again. So when my people began to hear that, it was like a cry, you know, a heralding of the dawning of a new day. So when they heard that, it brought hope. And actually, the Eya song was the song God used to break through every nook and cranny of my local community. The people began to come out to look for, "Oh, who is this child? What's this boy? She is speaking to us in proverbs and parables. What is she saying? The day will break. You know, allow me to say it the way they say it. It means your day will break and your day will break again," which means there is nothing that will stop your sun from rising. It was a song of hope, and it brought back hope to my community. And if you go on YouTube to watch the Eya song, you see the videos. We had to go back home to the native local community. And if you see me all dressed up in my local regalia, I had the bangles on my feet, on my legs, and then I had all the different paraphernalia that go with a maiden that is dressed like that. And the whole story is telling the story of my grandmother who embraced Christ. So singing in my local language like brought out the fullness of the gift of God in me. and my humanity could relate to that. I connected to it, and that connection also God released his glory and his grace and his power and mercy and anointing on that song. Native doctors were giving their lives to Christ. When you hear the song, Eya means yes. Yes. I say yes to the dawning of a new day. So it's so powerful. The greatest gift God can actually give you is the ability to connect with the people he has sent you to. So for me, writing songs in my native dialect connected me to the grassroots. And also with the work we are doing with the old women, the widows, the orphanages, you know, the street children. So when I get in the community, people gather. People want to, some people just want to say, oh, is this you? Can I touch you? Or can I take a picture with you? You know, the people can see that this is a symbol of hope. This person is connecting us to God. You know, our last crusade. In January 1 and 2, actually for like since 2005, when we went back to the local community, January 1 and 2, we are in the circle, the village, the playground, and we all gather people in their hundreds, in their thousands. They come to hear the voice again, giving them hope, you know. So it's so powerful if you have the gift of music and you can relate to the people that speak in the language of the people you have been sent to. That's the most powerful tool of the gospel. And I'm glad that God allowed us and gave me the honor and privilege to awesome. You know, to brought me into that reality. It's so powerful to me.
Awesome. And we're going to let our audience hear just a little bit of that. And that's just like the Holy Spirit, because we know when the Holy Spirit came that everyone heard in their own language. And so that is the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Here it is.
Amen.
Gentlemen, there you have it. Reverend Ethel is certainly sharing with us. We have just a few more minutes left. Our number in studio is 619-924-0800. We encourage you to call in or connect with us and shout out. Reverend Ethel,
yes,
we want you to share your upcoming itinerary with our audience that maybe they may be able to come out and support at some point in time.
Wow, what a privilege. Thank you so much, Reverend. Right now, I have an upcoming event on the 26th where the Global Missions Now organizers invited us to the U.S. to be part of their event. We have been nominated for the Global Missions Missionary Local Village Evangelism Award, you know, soul winning award, you know. So on the 26th of August, I will be in Dallas, Texas, by the grace of God, to join the Global Missions Award Night. If you go online, you can register at Global Missions, www.globalmissionsnow.com, and you will be able to be directed to the different links that you can use to join, both on Zoom and also if you want to be physically in the event. It's happening at the Midlothian Hall, the conference center in Mansfield, somewhere off Mansfield here in Dallas, Texas. So for those of us that can physically make it,
okay. I think, hello? Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Reverend? Yes, yes. For those in Dallas, Texas, give us that location again.
It's the Midlothian Conference Center.
Okay. All right. All right, audience. Those of you that are in Dallas, Texas, Reverend Ethel would be delighted to see you in that experience. Again, certainly we thank you for sharing with us. You know, time just really flies by, and certainly we'll have to do part two of this. And certainly I'm sure there are so many people that are a part of your ministry, or that you are a part of their ministry, or the musicians that help with this, the engineers, the sound people, the technicians, the travel coordinators. Who would you like to shout out today and mention?
Wow. Yes,
influencers.
I'd like to salute my band, His Fireplace Worship Band, Uyo Nigeria, all the team members across Nigeria, in Lagos, in Abuja, in Calabar. I would like to celebrate those who have joined us this morning. Minister Hilary Eju and Pastor Akumaye Uga, shout out to you. Thank you so much. I celebrate you, celebrate the leadership of Global Missions Now, Dr. Walter and Esther Horner. I celebrate them, my brothers and sisters on this trip in the U.S. I celebrate my brother, Pastor Joseph Tarkon, in the city of David, Atlanta. I celebrate all my beloved brethren, Destiny International Missions, His Grace Archbishop Cletus Bassey, Reverend Dr. Umar Pai, Reverend Angela Ashong, my sister. I celebrate all my brothers, all my sisters in Nigeria, in the U.S., in the world. I celebrate you, Reverend Thompson. Thank you so much.
Bless you.
God
bless
you.
Blessings to you. Again, we thank you, thank you, thank you. And certainly we have come to the conclusion of the hour, and certainly we have had an awesome time sharing with you as you shared with us the scriptures and opened up the scriptures to us and made the scriptures come alive. And certainly we are grateful to God for the great work that you are doing around the world. And so we pray God's blessings on your life and your ministry and all the lives that you touch. And so at this time, we're going to ask you to close us in prayer. And certainly we're going to do a closing song after the prayer. I'll let you pick which one. for your glory. I think we were supposed to do it for your glory, right? We didn't get around to
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
Choose
yes,
this
sir.
Day.
For your
you,
glory.
That's the
for
one
your
you
glory.
Want to do. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And tell us what that means to you, for your glory.
For your glory, I separate myself. Whatever it will take, I ask that he would grace me, enable me, empower me, separate me for himself and for his glory. And it's my prayer also for our listeners. America is looking for the glory of God. America, human beings need to see. The world around us need to know you, Jesus. So we pray today in the name of Jesus that your glory will be released. So each and every one person that is listening to us, to America, to the world, the Bible says the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. That means they will come face to face to the things that glory, your glory can do. They will come face to face to the power of the manifestation of your glory. Lord, I pray that you will reveal yourself to the hearts of everyone who has listened today. Lord, reveal yourself to world leaders. Show them that you are God and you alone are God. Beside you, there is none other. Reveal yourself on the streets of America.
And we thank you, Reverend Ethel, for sharing this hour of power with the global audience. Certainly, we encourage our listeners to tune in next week and thereafter every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Reverend Ethel, certainly, again, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We look forward to sharing with you again in the near future. We want you, our listening audience, to listen to Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Certainly you will be able to listen to this entire episode if perhaps you missed something and you've missed a great deal. Again, for those that commented, Minister Hillary Ezhu, thank you. Margie Townsend says, God bless you, Reverend Ethel. Thank you for sharing
God
with words and music. Looking forward to meeting you. God bless and continue to elevate you as you travel. Nancy Allen says, hello, beautiful message. Thank you, Nancy and Vera Allen. Again, we thank you. Thank you, thank you. All of our listeners, God bless you for your glory.
God bless you. Amen.
We need you.
Your glory.
Yeah.
rain on me.
I separate.
Rain on me. Rain on me.
For your glory.
Rain on me. Rain on me. Say rain on me. Come on, lift your voice. Say rain on me.
Rain on me.
Hey, say rain.
Rain on me.
Say rain on me. Yeah.
Rain on me.
Say rain.
Jesus, we
really need to see your
glory.